Okay, let's get into our discussion of Chagiga Yerushalmi Daf Yud, and we are in one of the first of the Acher Dafim, a number of stories here in the Yerushalmi that do not appear in the Bavli. We know the sugya in the second parak of Chagiga in the Bavli talks about Acher, the four people that went into the Pardes, so we're going to get to that Be'ez Hashem today, but again, there's more here than there is in the Bavli. Tosfos in the Bavli quotes a number of these Yerushalmis. Let's get into it, but first there's other topics to talk about. So we're into this amazing perek of Perek Ein Darshin, which speaks about Arayus and Maisa Brachus and Maisa Merkava, and some of the more esoteric parts of our world of Torah. So the Mishnah had said that you cannot discuss Maisa Brachus Bishnayim, which again we translated as meaning two students, right? The Bavli had a Havamina that maybe it means two altogether, but the Bavli proves that that's not true when it tells the numbers in the Mishnah are the audience, right? An audience of three, an audience of two. Maisa Brachus should not be taught in an audience of two, only an audience of a one. And we spoke a little bit about Maisa Brachus, about the water and the Yesodos, and spoke last time about Shaul HaMelech breaking up Shmuel. So now we're on Tesma Beis towards the bottom. Getting a lot of words to say today here in the Gemara. So most of what we're going to say is really just the Gemara itself. So the Merkava cannot be discussed bi yachid, right? Even to one person, Merkava. And the Mishnah said only if they are kind of know by themselves, as we'll see. So, Ohi Rabbi Akiva, is this also like Rabbi Akiva? We said on the last daf that the limitations of the earlier topics was Rabbi Akiva, based on his drashas, ish, and Sheer Basar, not Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara says, no, Devar Akoli, this might even be according to Rabbi Yishmael as well, because when it comes to Maisa Merkava, it's the highest standard. Kadeshi Yehe Adam Yodea Lachus Al Kvo Kono. So a person recognizes and has compassion, so to speak, and protects the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we start talking about the esoteric elements of godliness, so one can't do that except to a person who is knows and has the proper coverage. That's why not talking about it is something that applies to everyone holds up. Lochenama Rav, didn't Rav say? This is one way of reading the Gemara, the Karmana Eidah's way. Lochenama Rav, in other Marshai Lo Merdover, Kenegan Rav, a person is not allowed to say something in front of their Rebbe, Elam Kane Ro Shemesh, unless he heard it already from his Rebbe. He can't just say something independently. So Kalvachomer says the Karmana Eidah, Kol Shegen Shasal Daber Beinyane Hamakom in that regard. Kate said to Osis, what does he do? How does one express any type of Maisa Merkava, and says the Gemara case of Oseh, Betchila Rabba Hoseach LaRashi Psukim Umaskim. The Rav first starts talking, mentions certain Rashi Prakim, like just a few sentences to see if the Talmud will know. Umaskim, and then he's quiet. He's quiet and he listens. He listens to see if the Talmud is going to know from there. Or maskim, the Talmud is maskim, and then the Rebbe will see. Either the Rebbe will see if the Talmud is getting it. The Rebbe had a Talmud vasik. V'darish perek echad b'maisa merkava, and he was being osik in maisa merkava. Remember, maisa brachus maisa merkava. The Rambam defines this as physics and metaphysics. Right, the end of perek dalet, where he summarizes what he's been talking about in the earlier prakim of Yesodi HaTorah. Different esoteric parts of the Torah. So there was a Talmud that started darshaning. His Rebbe was not happy. His Rebbe did not think that it was appropriate for him to be involved in such topics. And this Talmud then got boils. Right? It wasn't roly for him to be involved in these topics. This Torah. HaTorah Hazu. Right, some don't have hazu, right, the Grah takes it out, but one might say it's referring to this type of Torah, the esoteric parts of Torah. The Gemara says elsewhere it's referring to all Torah, maybe that's why the Grah takes it out. All of Torah could be what the Gemara calls elsewhere, samachayim v'samhamavas, right, the elixir of life or the poison of death. So HaTorah hazu domel l'shnei shvilim, echad shel ur v'echad shel sheleg, right, one, it's like it could be fire or snow, or freezing snow, hita baze meis ba'or. If you turn to one side, person's going to die in the fire. Hita bazu meis b'sheleg. And if you don't go turn too much to this side, he's going to die in the snow, right? If one misuses Torah in either direction, mayasa yalak be'emsa. Shbi be'emsa, should be in the middle path, and in that way be able to have everything balanced. Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shem Halech al Aderech. A number of these stories here are in the Bavli too. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was walking on the way, Rochev al HaChamar on a donkey, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, Mahalech Achara, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach was walking after him, Amar lo Rebbe, Hashneini, Perek Echad, B'maisa Merkava. And he asked Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, the Talmud, he asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, knew, teach me B'maisa Merkava. Amar lo, v'lo kach shanu chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, since, didn't the rabbi say, v'lo b'merkava elem kein haya chacham u'mevin midaito, that person only do that chacham u'mevin midaito? What's that? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is quoting the Mishnah. He lived before Yehuda Hanasi put it together. It was earlier. He was bizman achurban. So it seems like, as one of the rayas that the achronim used, that certain parts of the Mishnah were already formulated way before Rebbe. And, Rebbe put it all together. Because look what his lashon is. V'lo kach shanu chachamim. Haven't the rabbi said? The rabbi is what rabbis. This is the Mishnah. So must have been beforehand. So didn't we learn already that only a chacham eved midaito? So amar lo, Rebbe, tarsheni lomar davar lefanecha ani. Let me say something, and then you'll see. You'll judge. Amar lo emor. So he says here. He says start saying. In the Bavli, he says, okay, wait till I get off the donkey. Here he starts talking. Kivich HaPasach, here, Kivich HaPasach, Maza Ben Arach, B'maisa Merkava, once he starts talking, Yaralo, Rabba, Riochanan, Ben Zakkai, and Achamar, Riochanan, Ben Zakkai gets off the donkey. Amar, Eini Bedin, Sheyeh Shomea, Kvod Koni, Vani Rachav Al-Achamar. It's not appropriate. Now I'm busy riding on a donkey and I'm not focused and just giving all of my attention, riding on a donkey. So let me get off the donkey. Halchu, V'yashru, Lentachas, Ilanecha, they went and sat under a tree. V'yarda eish ben hashamayim, v'hikifa osam. Fire surrounded them. This is the first time on this daf that fire surrounded Talmid Chachamim learning Torah. It's not going to be the last time. V'yamalachim asharis b'kavtzin lefneim, and the malachim came. Malachim jumped to them. Kibnei chupa smeichin lefnei chasan. At a wedding party, that dancing in front of the chasan, so the malachim came down to dance when they heard some of these deep thoughts. Nen amalach echad mitocha ish, the amalach came out from the fire, uva amar kidvarecha, reblezer ben arach, kenu maisa merkava. They said to reblezer ben arach, this is exactly it, this is maisa merkava. Miyad pasnu kolha ilanus pihen, all of a sudden the trees started singing, v'yamru shira oziraninu atse yo'ar, the trees started singing shira, and the whole world was becoming perfected. Kiva chagam reblezer ben arach maisa merkava, once reblezer ben arach, finished, I guess, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw that he was, ra'ui. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'nashko arosho, gave him a kiss. Amar Baruch Hashem, Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, shenasan la'Avram Avinu ben Chacham, who gave Avram Avinu such a son, sheyodea lidrosh b'chod Avinu shabashamayim, that knows how to darshan in the covet of Avinu, shabashamayim. And this is why Dafka Shenasan LaAvram Avinu Lachar, because Avram Avinu was the first that was osek in these topics, as the Rambam writes in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, how the Avram Avinu had the research before he started spreading it to others. He researched and he tried figuring things out. And the Rambam says he was 40, and others say he was 3. Right, different ages given. And Lachara, right, most assume maybe it was a process. He started being osik in certain things at younger ages, and as he got older, it was deeper and deeper. So says the Gemara. So there is no specific, right? That the age of 40 is mentioned. Maybe that's a remez to the idea of learning esoteric topics, not learning esoteric topics until one is 40 years old. There is no real Gemara that says that one shouldn't learn these types of Kabbalistic topics until 40. That's what people say, but maybe that's a remez. Yesh lecha no'el lidrosh ve'inu no'el mekayem. There are those, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai continues, there are those that darshin, but don't fulfill. No'el mekayem ve'inu no'el lidrosh. And some fulfill, but don't learn it and study it. Elazar ben Arach, no'el doresh ve'inu no'el mekayem. Right, he has both. He is a no'el doresh ve'inu no'el mekayem. Ashrecha Avram Avinu, sheyatza mechalatzecha Elazar ben Arach. Again, connecting it to Avram Avinu. Blessed is Avraham, who has such a descendant. Kiva Cheshamu, but once they heard this took place, other students, Kiva Cheshamu, Rabbi Yosef HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Asan, Alavim, Basel, Maizel, Rekava. So they heard that, it's okay for the generation to be osik in these, so they started talking about it too. Amru, and they said, Yom Echab, Tukuvas Thomas, it was in the summer. Tukuvas Thomas, when there was no rain, and there was no clouds, and there was no rainbow, since the rainbow was a reflection of the clouds and the and the light and the reflection. There was like an earthquake, and there was a keshes in the anan. Why is the what does that symbolize? Says the Karbata Eda Lomar Shekedai Hein Dvarim Elu L'Rachem Ala Aretz V'Lichros Aleim Bris Kibi Yivei Noach. Just like Hashem made a covenant with Noach, so too it's worthy for Hashem to make a covenant with this generation based on the Torah that they are studying. V'Yatzah Basko V'Yamar Lahem Hari Amakom Panu Lachem. And the Basko went out and says, when you're coming to Shemayim, there's a place for you, right? Cheder Panu Lachem V'Atraklin Mutzal Lachem, and the palace is open to you, right? The Traklin, the Karbonet, says, Cheder Gadol, Atem Tamidchem, Mizumanim Lakat Shlishas. You're welcome to come to the Kat Shlishas. There are seven rows of, Malachim, servants serving in front of Hashem. You can get to the third row. Vasi Kamanda Amar, and it fits according to the opinion that says, Sova Smachos as Panecha, right? The Pasuk that says, Sova Smachos, right? Which, Pashat is Sova, a satiation of Smachos, but we could also read it as Sheva. Sheva, Kito, Shal Sadikim La'asid Lavo. Fine. Shuv Meisav Rabbi Yeshua Shaya Mahalech Paderech Ben Zoma Makanegda. One time Rabbi Yeshua was walking on the way. He was the Rebbe, and Ben Zoma was walking opposite him. Kanegda Shaw Bishlava Valashiva. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Tis Talmanu, how are you doing?" And he totally ignores him. He just walks past him. Amarlo, he says, "May I inulayin Ben Zoma? Ben Zoma, what's with you? Where are you coming from? Where are you going to?" All of a sudden, he catches himself. Amarlo, Mistaka Laisi Meisav Rishus. I was thinking about my sabratius, right? We'll see what happens to Ben Zoma. I was thinking about the upper waters and the lower waters. Again, a lot of these Kabbalistic visions have to do with water. Water is Torah. But again, the depths of, is beyond, beyond us. Namar Khan. So what does he say? But the upper and lower waters, as Hashem split on day two, there's very little between them, just a little tefach, Namar Khan. How do you see that? Well, it says, Namar Khan, Richuf, V'Namar Lahalan, Kinesh, Yi, Kino, Gozov, Yerachif. He uses the Lashon of Richuf by the water, right? It says, V'Ruach Elokim, Merachefes, Apnei Amayim. And it says, like a Nesher, right? He hovers over his young. Al Gozov, Yerachif. So, Ma Richuf, Shnemar Lahalan, just like by the Nesher, the hovering is right above. Nogea vein nogea. He's like touching his young, but not really. Avrichav shabrakan nogea vein nogea. So it's very close. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Litalmidav, and Rabbi Yeshua, who had been walking and hears this from his, from Ben Zoma, he says, Hari Ben Zoma Bachutz. Ben Zoma is still outside. What does that mean? Ben Zoma is still outside. So in the Bavli, they add in a line. They say this can't be. He's talking about the upper and lower waters. It says it's only Merachavis. Why? Because the Gemara says the Merachef, the Ruach Elokim Merachefes al Penei Tahom, that Merachefes is on day one. The waters were only split on day two. So how could you compare and say that the separation is like the Richuf? So that's the extra lashon in the Bavli, but it says Ben Zoma Mi Bachutz. So the discussion in the Achronim, really, what does it mean that Ben Zoma is Mi Bachutz? So some say it means that he doesn't have full understanding, but if you look in the Karban Eide here, Mibachutz, Yotza Chutz Midaitu, he lost his mind. Shalal Liosim and Aroy Laharabo, right? He went beyond, his limitations, and he tried to, keep learning it. The Rambam in the Murnavuchim says, Mibachutz, he doesn't have a true understanding. It's still, he's still Mibachutz. Veloha Yom Kalim, Ashnifter Ben Zoma, and ultimately Ben Zoma died. Ben Zoma died. Right? Maybe it reminds us of that Gemara in Bamatzia, where Rabbi Yochanan lost his mind after losing his Talmud a different way. Losing his Talmud Reish Lakish, right? Heichad Bar Lakisha, Heichad Bar Lakisha. Until finally, Shaf Daito and the Rabbanan Davind and Hashem took it. Very different story, but, also. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi B'Shem Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Shlosha, here to Taras Levanei Rabbam, three cases of Talmidim who said the Maisa Merkava in front of their Rebbe. Rabbi Yeshua Lefei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Akiva Lefei Rabbi Yeshua, Chananya Ben Chachinar Lefei Rabbi Akiva. Mikan Vehelach Ein Daitan Nikiya. But since those generations, our Das is not Nakiya anymore, we can't say it. If it doesn't say the Blazer Ben Arach example, why isn't that one of the three? Arba Nechazul Apardes, here we go, four entered into the orchard, into the world of esoteric Torah. Rashi says, and the Karbon Eide here quotes the Rashi, Alu l'Rakia Deshem. They went up to heaven using Shem Hashem. V'lo Alu l'mala mamish, didn't actually go up to heaven. Ela nira lohem ki'ilu Alu. It's as if four of the great Tanam went in with four different results. Echad Heitzitz v'meitz, one looked and tried to understand too much, and he died. Echad Heitzitz v'nifka, one of them tried to find, look too much, and he was nifka, and he was injured. Echad hates the kisa b'netias. One of them looked too much and literally cut down the saplings. That's the lashon that Chazal used to mean he became a kofar and an apikaris and denied, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Echad nichnas b'shalom v'yasa b'shalom. And one made it out safely. And of course, that's Rabbi Akiva. Nichnas b'shalom v'yasa b'shalom. Ben Azai hitzis v'nifka. Ben Azai was the one that looked and he became injured. Maybe he lost his mind. Halav hakasav omer dvash batzata achol dayecha. You could have some honey, but enough, not so much. Ben Zoma hitzitz v'meis. Ben Zoma looked and he died. Alav hakasav omer yakar beni Hashem hamafsala chasidav. Echa acher hitzitz v'kisa b'detias acher, known as mani acher Elisha ben Avuya sheyahore. Right, so Elisha ben Avuya looked and he became a kofer kitzitz b'detias sheyahore Rabbi Torah. He used to kill rabbanim. Afterwards, again, a number of this. Now we're getting to stories that are not in the Bavli. Amri called Talmud Davi Chamile Meshabech Baraisa. Every rabbi, every Talmud that he saw was learning Torah, who has an appreciation of Torah. Avi Kadol, he tried to kill them. Mamish kill them. So the Karban Eda says through Shem Hashem. Ayde Machashefos O Ayde Shemos. Right, he knew those depths, those secrets. Velo Od El Davi Olol Beizvada used to go into the yeshivas. Go into the schools. Favicham Italia Kumi Safri. Saw students in front of a Rebbe. Favi Amar, Mayelin Yasun Avdanacha. What are these students doing here? Right, what are they learning Torah for? Right, Umna said, let them just go out and go work. Right, they were young children. Right, it wasn't at a time when they were older and then they're supposed to get a job and have Torah. But this was at a stage, L'chora, they were sitting Talia's little kids. So he didn't want them even to have a basis in Torah. Umnati de Banai, he could be a builder. Umnati de Nagar, this student should be a carpenter. Umnati de Hain Sayat, a trapper. Umnati de Hain Chayat, a tailor. V'kiva de Havi Shaman Cain. And once the students heard that, they're like, yeah, and they ran out. Havi Shavke Liv Azan Lon, they used to leave their Rebbe. Interesting, in the Sefer, in the back, Velo Od Ella. That's the name of the, one of the Achronim in the back, right? Velo Od Ella was written by the Rev Elio Ha'itamari, the Baal Shevet Musar. So he discusses, interesting that, Acher wasn't only interested in, like, his going off. He, like, went out and actively tried to make sure others were not involved in the Torah. V'chima ichpat lo emotzi'in behevel yimam. If he doesn't believe in anything, so who cares if the kids are learning Torah? He'll say it's all Narishkeit. He'll say it's all nothing. How is, what's his issue? So he says 2 points. He said, number one, kiva shachasha b'shnei rishayos. Once he thought, he realized that Hashem is not one, there are two. Ratzel afarsi minuso. He wanted to spread it. When you really believe in something, you want to spread it. Ulohodiya she'in schar va'onesh. And he wanted to show there's no schar va'onesh. And therefore he did terrible things. V'raya davar she'osem ha'shaliba chafetz. He did whatever he wanted. And then you see nothing happens. And number two, he thought, based on what we're going to see later, Shuvu Banim Shavavim, he was very angry. He was angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once he was angry, he wanted to anger Hashem. And he knew that kids learning Torah anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem loves, and therefore he wanted to stop it. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Olam HaKasav Omer, about Acher, it says, Altitin es picha lachtias b'sarecha, don't let your mouth cause your flesh to be ruined, right? Shechiba masi adav shaloso ish, meaning he ruined all of the earlier zuchuyos that he had by learning Torah. He ruined that by what he did later. Of b'shas shumda, even at a shas hashmad, have mat anin lo motlin. Right, the Romans made us carry loads on Shabbos, right, to violate the Isra Votzah. V'havim is kavnin mitan shrei chad matul. And what they used to do, they used to have two people carry every load. So at least it's only an Isra Drabanan. Mishum shnayim shasa'uhu malachachas, right? So two people doing one malacha. Amar, so what did he do? And it's often the Jews that went over that caused the most problems. Amar atanun yichidon. He told the Romans, make them carry their own loads. Azon batanun yichidon. So fine, they went to carry their own loads. Favim miskaven and mitfrak b'karmelis. So then, when nobody was looking, they used to stop going from Rishis Rabban to Rishis Yachid to stop in a karmelis. So therefore, put it down for a second, pick it up, so it would only be nisa drabanan. Right? You have a hanacha and then akira. Shalolahotim Rishis Yachid Rishis Rabban. Amar. He realized this, atanun and slochin, he said, make them carry glass jugs or flasks, because that you can't put down and pick up quickly, right, like the other big loads. Azan vatanun and slochin, so he forced them to be Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva nichnas, that's the third, acher. Rabbi Akiva nichnas b'shalom v'yatzu b'shalom. Allah v'kasav omer, mashchin yacharecha narusa. Call me after you. And again, he knew his limitations. The Gomer. Rameir have a Yasad Darash Bemes Medesha de Tveria. Rameir was once giving shir in Tveria. Over Elisha Rabbe, Rachel Asusi Abom Shab. So all of a sudden his Rebbe, Elisha Ben Avuya was the Rebbe of Rameir. His Rebbe was going by the Beis Medesh on a horse on Shabbos. Asim Amunle, Harab Chalavar. The Talmidim said, Rameir, your Rebbe's outside. He said, yeah. Pasuk Limin Joshua Nothing. He went out to see his Rebbe Lagabe. Interesting halacha. Like, do you see if you're giving shir and your Rebbe goes by? So he went out to see his Rebbe. Amarle, ma'avisa darash yomadein. So Elisha asks him numerous times. Again, he's in the middle. What you darsha today? He wanted to know the Torah. So Amarle, he says, and as we'll see, there's an implicit message from all of these drushes that he's going to say about, giving achar hope. Achar doesn't take it that way. Vashem beirach es acharis. Hashem, by Eov, after Eov lost everything, when Eov got everything back, right, in the Perek Mem Beis of Eov, he got more than he got had at the beginning. Hashem Beirach is Achris Eov Meirishiso. Right, it makes him, gives him, he gets more even at the end, V'gomer. Amarlei, so maybe alluding to, you could have even more if you come back. Umapasachtabe, how do you explain it? How do you open it literally? Amarlei, the Yosef Hashem es kol asher le'Eov le'mishne. Right, he doubled everything that Eov had. Shekafalos kol mamono. Amar says Acher, vai demovdim v'lo mishachin. Oy. Woe to those who are lost. You can't found. Akiva Rabcha, Chlavi Darash came. Your Rebbe Akiva. One of Rameir's Rebbeim was also Rebbe Akiva. He didn't darshan this that way. But, like he said as follows. Hashem Berach Azacharis Eov Meireshiso. Hashem gave Eov more at the end. What did that mean? Meireshiso? Bischus mitzvus umaisim tovim shei biyadam meireshiso. He was zoche to what he did because of what he did at the beginning. Right? What he did at the beginning. Right? Even though Eov was kofar a little bit, that he had a difficult life, he might have said certain things that appeared like fira, some of the psukim in Eov, but because of his original life, he was zochet to get it all back at the end. Amarlei, ma'avisa darash tuchan duvan, what else did you darshan from that pasuk? Amarlei, ask acher to Rabbi Meir. Amarlei, tov acheres davar meirishiso. That pasuk. Amarlei, ma'pasach tabay, right, and how did you darshan that pasuk, right, from Koheles? Amarlei, la'adam, three drashas. La'adam, what does it mean? The end is better than the beginning. La'adam, shoulder banim ben aruso v'mesu. Somebody has kids in his youth and they died. And then he has more kids. Ubiz iknuso v'niskaimu. And the older ones lived. Havi tovach rezover meishiso. Number one. Number two, la'adam shasa shkhar bialduso. Person who did business when he was younger. V'hifsid, and he lost his investments. Ubiz iknuso nistaker, and he does more investments later and he gets profit, havitov achris davar meyashiso. And number three, la'amat shalama Torah ben aruso. V'shachacha, he learned Torah in his youth, and he forgot it, v'zignuso v'kaima, havitov achris davar meyashiso. So again, he's saying, you can learn Torah at the end of your life. Amar v'aydamov demon l'mishachin, again, Acher says, woe to those who are lost and are not found. Akiva rab chalo avidarish kein, Rabbi Akiva didn't do that, he didn't darshan this way. El tov achris davar meyashiso, bizman shehu tov meyashiso. I darshan that, somebody who's pure throughout. His mantra told Mary Shiso is tov throughout, so that's when it's good at the end also. Ubi avi amaisa, and let me tell you, from me, because it wasn't good from the beginning, says the Acher. Avuya, here's the story that Tosas quotes in the Bavli. Avuya, Ava Bigdoli Yerushalayim, my father, Avuya, was from the greats of Yerushalayim. B'yom Shem Bala Mo'alani, on my the day by Brismi, Lakar Lachol Gdoli Yerushalayim, Oshiv Ma'isachar. He called all the Gdolim of Yerushalayim to come to my house. And he put Rabbi Elazar Yeshua in another house. It's not clear why he separated. It must be because he already knew that the real Gedolei HaMesorah, he was not connected with them. I guess, because it says the Gedolei Yerushalayim. Not clear why he separated them. Min da'achlin v'shasun, once they were eating and drinking, shrom etapun emarakten, they started celebrating, they started clapping and dancing. It must have been maybe in an inappropriate way, because Rabbi Elazar Yeshua stayed away. Amar Rabbi Elazar Yeshua, ad in nasikin bididun, while they do their thing, nasok anan bididun, let's do our thing. V'yashav nisasku b'divei Torah, they started learning Torah at the bris of Elisha. Min ha-Torah le-Neviyim and Neviyim le-Ksuvim, they started going from Torah to Neviyim to Ksuvim. V'yarda eish min ha-Shamayim, interesting, they were learning Tanakh. V'yarda eish min ha-Shamayim v'kifa osam, and fire came down from heaven and surrounded them. Amar lahen, avuya, rabosai, ma basam l'shovas beisi alai, what are you, I'm going to burn my house down? That's what he said. They're going to burn my house down? Interesting. He said, what do you mean burn my house down? He didn't see that this was a different type of fire. He thought this was just a fire that was going to burn his house down. Reminds me a little bit. We mentioned years ago, Rabbi Lam has an amazing drasha on the Gemara, the beginning of Yuma, where it says that you have to put a mezuzah up on the base of Parva, right? On the place where the Kohen Gadol stayed for a week. Why? Because if you don't put a mezuzah up, people might think that the Kohen Gadol's in a jail, right? It's not a base dira. They'll see he's in a jail for a week. So Rabbi Lam says, it's the Kohen Gadol is getting ready for the most important day of his life. And the holiest Jew in the holiest spot at the holiest time, what a privilege, what an amazing thing that he's getting ready for. And people are going to look from the outside and say, oh, he's in jail. He says, that's an outsider view of Judaism. Sometimes you can look at somebody from the outside, Shabbos, what a terrible day. You can't do anything. You can't be involved on your phone. You can't this, you can't that. But somebody from the inside of Shabbos, what are you talking about? This is the greatest gift that we have, right? Sometimes from the inside, right? The mashal of the person who doesn't know what music is, and he's looking inside a soundproof room, and he sees people playing instruments and gesticulating and the violin and the jumping around, and what are those people doing? And then he realized from the inside, people realize it's making beautiful music. So that's here. It sounds like that he sees the fire, and he doesn't get it. Amru lo chas v'shalom. They say no. El yoshvin ha yidiv v'chosim b'divrei Torah. We're learning Torah. Min haTorah l'neviim, and neviim l'ksuvim. V'yudvarim smechim k'nisinasa misinai. And fire is the it is a simcha, right? Like at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai there was fire. V'yisa eish malachechas osan k'lechichasa misinai. Fire is singeing us like they did at Har Sinai. V'ikir nisinasa misinai lo ninu ela ba'eish. And the Torah was given through fire. V'har bo'er bo'eish ad leiv hashamayim. So it's fire from Shemayim, right? Remember, Tosfos in Sukkah quotes this, right? Tosfos in Sukkah, the Gemara says there that when Yonasan ben Uziel used to learn, every bird that was flying above him was burnt up. Kol Ov Shepareach Alam Miyan Nisraf. Why is that? So Rashi quotes there in Sukkah, Chavches, Shei Malachei Asharis Miskabtsin Svivav, Lishma Divrei Torah Mipiv. Malachim, who were made from fire, used to come and listen to his Torah. Tosfos there, Shadvarim Smechim, Kinesinasa Misinai. Shenitna Torah Ba'esh. Ukeinyin Zeh, Tosfos says, Keinyin Zeh Matsinu Bemedrish, Be'uvda Derebeliezer Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Mesubin Besuda, Veliato Ha'esh Svivam. He says, there it is. That's what our quotes from our story. Okay. Amar Lan Avuya Abba. So Avuya hears this. And this is all Elisha telling over the story. He says, my father heard this from them. He says, Rabosai, wow. Im kachi kocha shal Torah. If this is the koch of Torah, im niskayim bi, b'haben azel la Torah, ani mafrisho. So if I have this son that lasts and lives, I'll be mafrishim to Torah. There's something that was a problem here. Lafish lo aisa kavanas l'shem shemayim, because his kavana wasn't l'shem shemayim. This is Acher talking. Because he had a little mixed kavana at the beginning. Right? At the beginning. He was only interested in the covet of the fire. Pashtus. He wasn't interested in like the amazing Torah. He just, wow, pomp and circumstance. Look at this fire. Okay, I'll send my son. Because he didn't have proper kavana from the beginning. So one of the mafarshim explained, because he says, im kachi kacha shel Torah. It's still an im. Why didn't he make a statement? Right? We would have said, this is Torah. Wow. If, he says, I'm still not convinced. But if this is Torah, he's still not convinced. Right? So maybe that was the issue. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz talks about the importance of pure kavana in Maimer Tes. Amar le umavi sadarash tuvan. So Elisha continues. This is new. What else did you darshan today, Rabbi Meir? Amar le lo yarchen azav uzruchis. Chachma cannot be evaluated as compared to gold and glass. Amar le mapasach tebei. And what you darshan? Amar le divrei Torah kashin leknos kiklei zav. Torah is hard to be acquired like gold. But it can be lost like gold. But you should know, by gold and silver, gold and glass, they can be remade. If they're broken, you could re-put them in the kiln and redo them. So to a Talmud Chacham, who forgot his learning, who went away from his learning, could come back. So again, every one of these drushes seems to be implying, like, Acher, come on, you could do it. Amar le dayecha meir. All of a sudden, Acher says, Meir, stop walking with me. Ad kan tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos is still here, right? He doesn't care about himself, but he still cares about the spirituality of his students. Amale min hein at yata. How do you know that the Tchum Shabbos is over? Amale min tafi du susai, from the hoofs of my horses. Davina mani, I was counting. V'holich alpayim amma. It's 2,000 amas, so you got to go back. Amale v'chol hada chachmasa ispecha. V'les at chazer becha. You have so much chachma, even by the hoofs, you're able to figure out the Tchum Shabbos. And right, there was no sign there, and you're not chozer bo. Amar le les an yachil, I can't come back. Amar le lama, why not? Amar le shepam achazi the over of the base kochi akadashim. Oh, one time I was passing by the kodesh kadashim. He lived way after the churban. Right, the language of the Bavli is I heard me'acharei apargod. So we thought that pargod pashas is in heaven. So if it means like walking past the makam of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe it means the pargod of the Kodesh Kadashim. Rachav al Susai b'Yom Kippur, Shaplais b'Shabbos. I was once on a horse on Shabbos Yom Kippur, and I heard from that spot v'Shamati Baskol Yotzeis b'Beis Kodesh Kadashim, and heard Baskol. He was on such a level to hear Baskols. Heard a Baskol v'Omeres Shuvu Banim Shovavim u'Shuvu Banim Chutz me'Elisha ben Avuya sheyada kochi yamarad bi. Everyone could do tshuva except Elisha ben Avuya. In the Bavli, it says, tshuva neshadam chutz mi'acher. And a number of mefarshim, we mentioned in the past, say that, oh, Acher can't do tshuva, but Elisha ben Avuya can't do tshuva. Acher is just his personality that's external to him. But here in the Bavli, in the Yerushalmi, the Gira says Elisha ben Avuya. Chutz Elisha ben Avuya, who knew me and rebelled. V'chol da min hein asaslei. From where did this happen that he was so misled? So a number of stories. Here's the first one. Again, all of this is not in the the filing is not in the Bavli. He was going in because he saw somebody go up a tree, the natal aim al abanim, and violate shiluach hakan. He took the mother. And then the guy was fine. He came down. The next day he saw somebody go up at the tree. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. Shiluach HaKan. And Shiluach HaKan has a Richas Yamin promise to it. And this person who did Shiluach HaKan comes down from the tree. He was bitten by a snake and he died. Amar, he says, how could that be? He says, this is going to have a arichas yamim. Where's the arichas yamim? We didn't realize that they would, you have to understand the pasuk. Rabbi Yaakov darshind. Doesn't mean in this world. But he took it on at face value, and therefore he threw it all away because he saw this story. This is one of the stories. We'll see more, Be'ez Hashem, next time. Again, so much here.